Lucky to have Robert.
Well, I think just what he was talking about, you know, we're lucky to have him because he's a versatile player. You know, we've had some coaches that have been around him, some coaches that I know, and then I've been a big fan of Robert's, watching him all the way from when he was playing at USC, and I think he's one of those rare players that has the ability to play both on the inside and the outside, competes in both phases where you see him, you know, he competes in the run game where he's blocking for his teammates just like he was mentioning there, and those are the types of players that we want here, so we feel lucky to have a guy like him now.
Is there anything in his pro career that you haven't seen that you think he's capable of doing? I mean, are there some things that he wasn't able, because of scheme-wise or whatever, demonstrate in Buffalo that you think you'll be able to maximize here?
I think going back to his career at USC, he's done a nice job moving around, and a lot of respect for what they did with him in Buffalo, where you see him do some things in the slot, you see him do some things outside where he's running short, intermediate, and some routes down the field. So I thought it was a good body work he had to be able to evaluate and see what type of player he is, where he's truly that complete receiver that can kind of do it all, and that's what we're looking forward to using him as.
Do you see upside though, Sean, just simply because of his age?
Oh, absolutely. You know, anytime you're able to get a 24-year-old, you know, on his, you know, first career out after his rookie deal and some of the production that he's had, and you go back, like I'll keep mentioning, you know, being able to play in a pro-style system at USC, you could evaluate, this is a polished receiver. You know, he understands, he makes everything look the same. Great body control. One of the things you really appreciate about him is when he's at the top of his routes, his ability to create that immediate separation, because he makes guys truly feel like he is stretching the field vertical, then he's snapping down at 15 with good body lean. So he's done a lot of things that you really respect about the position in terms of the polish and what he brings to be able to play both on the inside and the outside, Alden.
You now have him and obviously Tavon's there, Farrell, a couple other guys. Are you looking to add something else to that mix, or how do you feel like that group's constituted right now?
Well, I think you feel really good about being able to add Robert to the mix with some of the things that Tavon's done, and you know, you project with the Farrell Cooper and a Nelson Spruce with some of the things that he's done, but we're always looking to add playmakers, and that's something that we're evaluating through free agency with the guys that are out there right now and through the draft. So I don't think you can ever have enough guys that can make plays with the ball in their hands, and that's something that whether it's the receivers, tight ends, or the backs, we're always looking to do.
Would you like to add more size to the receiver position, more height? Is that important?
Well, I think it never hurts to sometimes have, you know, some different types of players within the framework of what you're trying to do. But we're looking for good football players, and I think those guys comes in all shapes and sizes. So, you know, it's not necessarily we need a big guy to do a specific thing. You know, certainly some of those bigger players you're able to use them in different situations. But we're looking for good football players, guys that have the ability to compete both in the run and the pass, especially from that receiver standpoint. And that's what we feel like we've gotten, Robert.
What was the feeling on Whitworth? Why did you guys pursue him?
Yeah, well, I think you look at his career. He's had a great career. His resume kind of speaks for itself. And haven't seen really any fall off. You know, he's made the Pro Bowl the last handful of years. He's a pro's pro. Got a chance to get to know him a little bit just from my experience with Jay and my relationship having him in Cincinnati. So there was some crossover just in years past, and I've always admired the way he's handled himself, what you hear his coaches that have been with him say about him, and kind of what he represents both on the field and in the locker room. And I think when you really look at both Andrew and Robert, what they'll bring to the table as far as great football players but also great people is really important to us.
What does his addition mean for Greg Robinson? Is he going to switch positions?
Yeah, right now the plan is you know, Andrew's going to be our left tackle, and we'll give Greg an opportunity to play on the right side. You know, and I think that'll be a good opportunity for Greg to, you know, go to that right side. He and, you know, we'll see how Havenstein is able to do if we allow him to play guard and tackle. And, you know, you feel fortunate because you've got some depth inside with Roger Saffold and Jamon Brown, and Andrew Donald played a lot of snaps last year. So we've got some guys on this roster that have some position flex, but being able to get an Andrew Whitworth, he knows what it's like. He's played the game at a Pro Bowl caliber level at that left tackle position. Will give us the flexibility to put Greg on the right side and see how he does there.
Is that just important in putting Whitworth there and helping the young quarterback, you know, grow and basically just protect him?
Yeah, I think it's really to improve our offense as a whole. You know, you really look at what we're trying to do, and Andrew's going to be a big part of running the football more efficiently as well. And we got to get Todd going. He's a very important part of what we're trying to do. And you know, you really look at Todd and Jared, we're excited about the improvements and what both these players that we added will do to help our offense as a whole.
What about center, Sean?
You know, that's something that, you know, with Tim, a lot of respect for what he was able to do here, and I know he was had a lot of respect from people in this building, but that's something that we're evaluating right now. There are some guys on the roster that you feel like can kind of play inside and play at that center position, but that is definitely a position we're evaluating right now.
Who would those guys be?
Well, I think you look at those guys, you know, depending upon how Coach Boudreaux looked at it. I know what Coach Cromer will do moving forward. We'll cross-train our guards to be able to play center. Not a lot of guys on the roster that have played meaningful snaps at that position. That's why it's very important, whether it's through the free agency or through the draft, that we take a look at some of those guys that might be able to fit. But we'll also look to, you know, cross-train some of those guards that have played that spot as well, because I don't think you can have enough guys that can snap the ball just based on what your numbers are on game day, usually having about seven guys active if injuries end up occurring.
With the guys that were cut, can you kind of explain what went into the thinking on that? And more directly, was that an attempt to kind of distance the organization from Jeff Fisher? Because those guys had, you know, a lot of years having played for him either in Tennessee or with the Rams.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with that. I think it was just kind of when we look at overall what we're trying to do offense and defensively, we just felt like those were the decisions that were best for our organization. You know, I know there's a lot of respect in this building and me personally for Coach Fisher and what he's accomplished and what he did here. So certainly isn't anything like that. It's more along the lines of looking what we've got in place, what we've seen out there with free agency and through the draft, and then how we can find a way to make the best 90 and ultimately the best 53 when we've got to make those decisions, Gary.
Sean, with respect to Greg Robinson, what's your understanding for what that adjustment is like to play left tackle your whole life and all of a sudden switch to the right side, whether it's tackle or guard? What's involved in that?
No, it's certainly a challenge. You know, that's one of the things you appreciate about a swing tackle, those guys that can play both on the left and the right. You go back and you look at what Jamon Brown was even doing at Louisville. He was a strong tackle at Louisville where he's playing on the right and the left side. So I think it's more just getting a comfort level of working in his stance. And, you know, we talked to Greg yesterday and told him about our plans, and he's up for the challenge. So, you know, when you're doing some of your drills, just get comfortable playing in a right-footed, you know, with that right-handed stance as opposed to that left. And I think that's something that he'll immediately be able to work on, just get comfortable with that muscle memory. And I think that's something with his athleticism, we feel confident he'll be able to make that transition.
So you did speak with Greg, and he seems accepting?
Absolutely. No, Greg was great. You know, I think it's very important, like we talk about with that communication. So, you know, when you're fortunate enough to bring an Andrew Whitworth in the building, I think it's important to let your players know where they stand and how that affects them. And those guys up front, it was important for us to communicate kind of what the plan is. And, you know, every day is an evaluation. So we're looking at that, but you've got to have a starting point. And the starting point is we're going to give Greg a chance to play at that right tackle spot and see where we go from there.
In general terms, when you were looking at this roster and the free agency and the meetings, were these the two positions that you felt like you needed to address the most?
I think every position you're always looking to upgrade, but really looking at it just offensively, I don't think that you can have enough playmakers like we mentioned, and then being able to establish some continuity up front. You know, and I know a lot of that was a product of just some injuries and some unfortunate circumstances last year, but being able to bring an Andrew Whitworth into the building, guy that's had a lot of success in Cincinnati, he's a pro's pro, knows what it looks like. I think he'll be a great example for a lot of these young up-and-coming linemen that we feel really good about, and being able to bring him for what he'll offer in the meeting room and on the grass as far as just the way that he prepares week in and week out, I think will be a great example for the rest of those guys.
How do you feel about tight end now? I know tight ends were a big part of your offense in Washington. Mm-hmm. You have Higbee but not Kendricks. Is it safe to say that you need more there?
Yeah, I think you're always looking to add those playmakers. And, you know, I think Higbee's a guy that we're very interested in. I know Hemingway as well. And Corey Harkey's a guy that's done a lot of nice things both from that fullback and tight end position. But certainly you always want to be able to evaluate it. I think when you really look at just the entirety of what's out there in free agency, some of the things where haven't gotten a chance to really dig deep into the draft guys, but what you look at when you see some of the physical traits that a lot of the guys at the combine had, it is intriguing. And that's definitely a position that we'll look very closely at moving forward.
The Hayes trade, you got a draft pick out of that, I believe. Are you looking to pick up more draft picks, obviously, with some of the parts that you have that don't necessarily fit your scheme offensively or defensively?
Well, I think Les does a great job kind of making decisions that are best for our football team. And I think, you know, when you really look at it, whether it's, you know, Les, Kevin, myself, Tony, when we're sitting there kind of discussing what we think is going to give us the best chance moving forward to have success, those are discussions that are ongoing and kind of just ever-changing, if you will. So that's something that we'll evaluate day in and day out. And if we feel like being able to acquire more picks based on what we're giving up will give us a better chance to put together a strong 90, then that's what Les and our staff will do.
Coach, Robert was just asked about going to a USC game on Saturday. First thing he mentioned was, well, I got to get some reps with golf as well. When you hear that, it's obviously got to be music to your ears, but how important is that for a receiving corps as a whole when guys do want to get that kind of work in on a Saturday or their off day?
Yeah, it's extremely important. And I think any time that you have guys that are intrinsically motivated, those are the types of guys that you want to be around, the players that appreciate the process. You guys hear me say that word a lot. But I think it's really important where they know, being able to develop that rapport, get that chemistry where they understand how we're coming out of a certain break, the timing and rhythm of certain throws and certain routes for Jared when he's throwing to Robert. That's going to be vital. And I don't think you can get enough work at that. And these are guys that like football. And being able to do something that they like to do, you know, as their work, I think, you know, you want those types of guys that really love it, and both them do.
Can, do you know yet what the Will Hayes trade means for Robert Quinn?
As far as
whether he'll be a down lineman or be an outside linebacker?
Well, you know, when you really look at it, I think if the best example is if you look at the way that Wade's used the Marcus Ware in the last couple of years, that's what Robert will play. Robert's going to be a rusher for us. You know, he's an elite rusher. You definitely want to make sure that he's rushing the quarterback, doing some of the things that have allowed him to play at a Pro Bowl caliber level. So doesn't change his role at all. He's a very important part of what we're going to do. And, you know, that's the one thing that I think is important is, you know, everybody wants to talk about the 3-4 transition. Really, with Coach Phillips' system, it's a one-gap penetrating front. And what I mean by that is it's very similar to some of the 4-3 principles that Coach Williams incorporated over the last couple years. The main difference is you'll line up a Sam linebacker on the line of scrimmage, and sometimes he'll rush, and then sometimes he'll have coverage responsibilities. But Robert will play that will position for us, and he's going to be treated like a rush end.
Can you update us at all on what's happening with Ethan Westbrooks in terms of his status? And with the trade of Hayes and the release of Sims,
yeah.
It seems like in terms of your defensive ends, are you going to be looking in the draft to augment that position? Or what?
Yeah, that D-line is a position that you can't have enough depth at. And, you know, I think when you really look at the situation that Ethan's involved in, we're continuing to gather information in regards to that. It's a very serious instance. But he is a guy that we're just continuing to gather those facts, really see exactly what went on. We are going to see, you know, how that affects our D-line depth moving forward. But we're hoping to get some things figured out, and how that affects and dictates the way that we'll move forward will be to be determined.
All good? Perfect.
All right. Thanks, guys. You got it. Good to see you guys.